Stanford. What a loss on Saturday night. There's talk that the refs didn't make a couple of calls that might have changed it. Certainly some late game mistakes. What's your take on the disappointing, tough loss?
Well, disappointing, tough are two words, Mark, that, you know, describe a little bit of the feeling, the emotion of losing that game. And for my disappointment and loss is the feeling of the players and the coaches who put the work in, who wanted to succeed, who were really good enough to succeed, and a handful of mistakes took it away. So I know there are people blaming the referees, and I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to say Oregon themselves had probably three major plays that, had they made those plays, they win the game. So there's never a perfect game played. There's never a perfect game called by officials, and there's never a game in which fans act perfectly every time. It's life. And so the biggest thing you can do, and Coach Cristobal said this, is, hey, put it behind you. It's done. Learn from it, and I move ahead with a positive attitude, and that's the most important thing.
One thing I read about Coach C, that he was very supportive, and I thought, boy, that right there is a virtue of a really cool coach.
Yeah, I mean, right away. I mean, he was frustrated and disappointed and everything that any normal individual would be. But right away also, he was like, okay, guys, you're a good football team. And he started turning to the positives. And when same thing for me. I saw a football team that accomplished something that I didn't realize they had in it. They played almost a perfect half of football that first half. That was a good football team. Giving Stanford credit for coming back, they're a good football team too. But for Herbert to be 25 of 27 passing during regulation, only missing two passes, for D. Mitch catching everything thrown his way, and the Duck defense really held up. The positive we saw, actually in my mind, outweighs the negative of losing that game, because now I know they can go and win every game of the rest of the way on their schedule, because they're not going to play anybody, I don't think, any better than Stanford.
Next up for Oregon, tomorrow night, 7:30 game at Cal. It's a matchup of number 19 and number 24. What's your take on tomorrow night's big game?
Well, Cal's good. They're undefeated, and they are at home, and they're coached by a former Duck and Justin Wilcox. So, you know, they've got all the intangibles that you need to play a great football game. So the Ducksters are going to have to go in there and do what they did, particularly in that first half, but even late against Stanford, play really good football. They're not burning up the stat sheet as far as rolling over people. I mean, they've scored about the same number of points. Again, they're 3-0. Running game that's pretty good. Passing game that's pretty good, balanced. Nothing about them exceptionally offensively. I think defensively is where Cal could be good. They got a pretty good defense. Not surprising, since Justin Wilcox is a defensive guy. That's his expertise, and so he's going to make sure they play really well. So the Ducks are going to have to come out and control the line of scrimmage again and not let Cal's defense get in the trenches and take control.
Oregon in action tomorrow night on the road against Cal down in Berkeley. The first road game, Jerry, how important is it to come out fast and strong?
Well, I think anytime you're on the road, you want to take control of a stadium or a court or whatever it is you're playing. By that, I mean you want to try to take the crowd out of it. So don't give your opponent a chance to get their hometown crowd rolling, just like Autzen Stadium. When Oregon's fans get going, it's tough on the opponent. And when Oregon's fans get quiet, it's because the opponent's doing a better job and they take the crowd out of it. So that's going to be my number one. Don't let their fans get into this game. Take control early, get up on top, and quiet that crowd. And that's the way you take a hometown crowd out of a game.
I don't know, Jerry, that I've seen before. I'm sure it's happened, but a team loses but moves up in the polls. So we moved up from number 20 to number 19. What's that all about?
Well, that's respect. You know, we talk about a lack of respect a lot of times for the West Coast teams from the East Coast, but that was a nationally televised game. It was in prime time, 5 here on the West Coast, so that means they were watching it on the East Coast in prime time television. So everybody got a chance to see it, and I think there was an appreciation for just how well Oregon played and how good they are, and the fact that they now truly have a Heisman candidate at quarterback. So I think the thought process was Stanford was a top 10 team. Oregon played them head up, probably should have won the ball game. That means Oregon's got a pretty good team. They showed Oregon respect and that they believe Oregon's got a good team by moving them up or leaving them where they were in some of the polls. And I thought that was I thought that was respectful. I appreciated that.
Have a safe, wonderful trip and a great call, and go Ducks!
Go Ducks, Mark!